Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every Saturday, we come together to get our business week ended on the right foot, to be thinking ahead to next week and to get some good business tips here on how to grow your business and move your business forward. Just want to give you all a couple of reminders here. There are still a couple of LYL events happening, and so if you haven't been to one, I just encourage you to attend one. They are fabulous. I had an opportunity to go to one out at the New Directors Conference, and it really was absolutely fabulous. They're trying to get them around the country so that everybody has an opportunity to experience one. And if you haven't experienced one, there's a lot of great information about how to host your own. I know there's a couple that are being hosted in our team around the country, but one specifically is going to be happening in the Chicagoland area, up in the actually northeast side of Chicago. And so if anybody has folks in the Chicagoland area and you want more information on that, let me know, reach out to me, or if you know Sharon Porter, Sharon Porter is actually the one coordinating it. We also have our Team Glacken Leadership Summit happening on January 20th. And at that event, what we're going to be having is Heather Chastain, who's our president of North America. She's going to be coming and speaking about new initiatives and what's happening with the new year and the vision, the goals, and if there's any new products launching and all those types of things. She'll be able to share that at our Team Glacken Leadership Summit. We also have Dan Matson, who's going to be there speaking. And Dan is a second-generation Shackley leader. The business that his grandparents and his parents built is one of the largest in the company. It actually is – he's always on one of the top – on a list of the top income earners. He's always in the top 10. And he's a young guy and with young kids. And it's just really fabulous to see how he has taken a business that his grandparents and parents have run, and he's stepped right in and is building the business and has been building it actually all along. But you'll get some different unique tips from hearing from him speak and just really what the Shackley opportunity provides, because so many different companies out there talk about being able to pass your business down generation to generation, but Shackley is the only company where you actually see that happening in spades. There are so many people here in Shackley who have passed their business down generation to generation, and it really is something that's very unique to Shackley, and it's very unique in this industry that it really does happen. And Shackley, like I said, has it in spades, and so he'll be a great example of that. So January 20th is the Team Glacken Leadership Summit. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you'll want to do that. And make sure that your team is able to attend that as well. Now, many of you may have been on the leadership call this past week, and Shackley had actually asked me to speak about a topic that I had shared at the New Directors Conference. And after the New Directors Conference, I had a lot of folks on the team wanting me to expand on the topic a little bit more. And then after the call the other night, I've had even more requests. I had a lot of people say that I talk really fast, and I know that I talk fast. I'm actually trying to slow myself down here. But I get excited. I get super excited about Shackley, and I get super excited about really about building this business. And so sometimes I do go a little fast. So I'm going to repeat a little bit of what was shared on that conference. I'm going to add a little bit to it that's more specific to our team, because obviously I can do that here on this type of a call versus a national call. So I talked on the Shackley Leadership Call and then at the New Directors Conference about five leadership principles that really guide your business. They're really success principles that guide your business. If you want to build something that's strong, successful, and deep in Shackley. And really, it's not rocket science. And if you think about what does it take to build something successful, well, the first thing is you've got to sponsor people. And I'll dive more into this. I want to give you the five principles, and then I'll dive more into each one of them. But you've got to sponsor members and distributors. That's a key to building this business. The second thing that you have to do is you have to develop a really strong personal group volume. And one of the reasons that you need a strong personal group volume is so that you can promote directors. Because if you have a weak personal group volume, if you're barely doing your 2,000, you'll never be able to promote directors out of your organization. And so it's a mind shift. And I can remember when I first heard this, it didn't make sense to me because I kept thinking, well, gosh, the minimum for a director is a certain level, and I'm going to work to get to that level. I wasn't really thinking, okay, well, if I want to build an organization and build a team, I really need way more than that. And I really wish that seed had been planted earlier for me, and I'm sure that it was shared with me, and I just didn't plant it. So I really want to make sure that everybody on this call plants that seed, that you really want way more than 2,000 in personal group volume. You want more than 3, you want more than 5, and you really want to get up close to 7 to 10,000. And the reason for that is when you've got that type of volume, you'll be promoting directors out of your organization like crazy. Now, do you want to keep that type of high volume all the time? No. But we certainly don't want to be hanging on by our fingernails at 2,000 either. So the third success principle is that you have to develop new leaders. And so I just talked a little bit about that based on your personal group volume. But just if you want to put a different hat on talking about developing leaders, this business, network marketing, is really all about developing leaders. It's not a sales business. If you really wanted to go out and have a sales business, you could do that. You could build a franchise and you could go sell Subway sandwiches. You could go sell Starbucks coffee. You could do a lot of different things. There's a lot of things out there that you could sell. Yes, Shaklee products are fabulous, and yes, they are the best products out in the marketplace. So would it be a great product line to decide to sell? Absolutely it would. But if you want to capitalize on everything that's possible from our opportunity and the way our income is structured, you want to build an organization and you want to build a team. So developing leaders is absolutely critical. The fourth success principle is that you want to build width and you want to build depth. Now, that's a really confusing conversation for so many people, especially if you're new. So bear with me while I try to explain that briefly to you. And like I said, I'm going to come back to each one of these topics and dive in just a little bit more. So building width is when you personally sponsor someone. So, for example, I sponsored somebody yesterday. Actually, I sponsored two people yesterday. I sponsored a youth skincare system, and I also sponsored somebody with a new starter kit on Shaklee 180. Those were two customers. Those were two people who just wanted to buy product. And I shouldn't say just, but at this point in their Shaklee journey, that's what they want. They're interested in the product. They're not interested in the opportunity, which is perfectly fine. But I sponsored those people, so they're a part of my width. I directly sponsored them. They're people that I met. They wanted to buy product from me, and so I sponsored them. Now, depth is when one of those customers introduces me to one of their friends, because then they technically are the sponsor. They're the placement sponsor. Because I'm building the business, I would probably end up being the original sponsor because I probably would be the one doing the presentations and talking about the product and getting that person signed up. If the person is a distributor, then, of course, they would be the original sponsor and the placement sponsor. But the depth comes from other people's people. And so just think about that. Wrap your head around that a little bit. Other people's people. So it's not – your building of your business is not entirely up to you and who you know. It's about the people you know and the people that they know. I've used the phrase many, many times before, and I know it's also a little bit of a confusing phrase, but once you get it, it really is a powerful phrase. The phrase is get to know who they know before they go. So, you know, initially people come into Shaklee and they're excited. They're excited about the products. They love youth, or they love the basic age, or they love the weight loss, or the Vitaly, or whatever it is they get started with. They absolutely love the products and they're so excited. That's the time to ask them who they know. That's the time to get them engaged in giving you referrals because they are excited. Now, do people stay excited forever? Not always. There's some who do. There's some of us who've been excited for a lot of years about Shaklee, but not everybody does. Not everybody stays excited. And you want to capture people while they're excited. Now, every business builder that you sponsor, they don't stick with you either. So a lot of times we've got to get to know who they know before they go as well. But it's a great phrase. And then, of course, the last success principle is that you want to retain the people that you get. You don't want people coming in the front door of your house and then walking out the back door. You want them to stay in your Shaklee house. So let's go back to the beginning and let's talk just briefly about each one of these success principles. So sponsoring. You've heard me talk before about how critical sponsoring is, but sponsoring is an absolutely critical function of our businesses every single month. Now, I just said that, every single month. There should not be a month going by that you are not sponsoring new people into your business. Now, I don't care if they are customers or business partners. It really doesn't matter. But there are sponsoring numbers that have been tried and true for Shaklee for many, many years, actually since I got into the business, and I've been involved for over 23 years. When I first got into the business, I was told if you enrolled 5 new people a month, your business would just maintain. And what I found is I found over the years that is absolutely true. Now, when you're brand new, if it's your first month and you enroll 5 people, you know that you grew because you had nothing and you now have 5. But it's really, it's that consistency, because if those 5 people came in, and so we're using this example of the brand new person who sponsors 5 people, so you've got a brand new distributor, they enroll 5 people. If those 5 people came in with Get Clean starter kits, we all know that people aren't going to be buying the cleaning products every single month. They don't need to. The cleaning products last a long time. They're highly concentrated. That's part of our selling point. So in order to maintain the same volume that this new distributor had in their first month, they would have to enroll new people to get that same volume, because those same people, unless we get them Shakleyized and using other product, are probably not buying in month number 2. So sponsoring is really critical. So you enroll 5 and you maintain. If you enroll 10 new people a month, that is the growth marker. I can't say it any other way, folks. If you want to grow and you want to grow consistently, your sponsoring numbers should be at minimum 10 new people a month. As I said, it doesn't matter if it's customers or business partners, but 10 is the marker. That's the key. When I got started, what I did was I took a whiteboard and I put numbers 1 to 10. And now for me, I automatically count them up in my head so I know, you know, where I'm at each single month, because I'm always making sure that I get through each month and I try to sponsor a minimum of 10 people. There's some people on the team who sponsor 25, 50, 100 people a month, and there really are. I mean, you think I'm joking when I say 100. The cash organization, I know there's a number of folks on that team that sponsor very, very high numbers. But 10 really is the marker. So if you just set your sights on, okay, bring in 10 new people a month and figure out a strategy to do that, that's where you will find the sweet spot. And if you do that, you will consistently have growth. When I had those markers and I had my little whiteboard up and I said, okay, I'm going to do this for 5 to 7 years. And that's what I planted in my head. Now, some of you might think that's crazy, but I was always told if you work this business for 5 to 7 years really, really consistently and you sponsor a minimum of 10 new people a month, you will have something so large that when you look back on it, you won't believe it. Well, that's the case with my business now. So if you want something similar, if you want that master coordinator, senior master, presidential master rank, and you want to have consistent growth in your business, and you want consistent income growth, you'll want to sponsor 10 new people a month. Now, if you bring in 15 or 20, you're going to have explosive growth. And so I'm not going to dive into those numbers, but I just really wanted to hit the number 10 hard. Because I think sometimes people think, well, gosh, if I sponsor one new person a month, that's okay. Yes, it's great that you brought somebody new in, but that will not grow the business. It really needs to be 10 new people a month, okay? I'll move on because I think everybody probably has heard that by now. You're probably sick of hearing me say 10. So the personal group volume piece. Okay, so Shackley has a minimum level, and every company would have to have what is the bare minimum that you need to do to hit a title, to hit a rank. So 2,000 is the bare minimum. Something. Our team is not a team of people who are bare minimalists. You guys are people that go out there and make something happen. You guys are people that reach for things that are bigger than yourselves. The reason you're a part of Shack is you want something more in your life. You want something bigger. You're not a minimalist. You're not going to just be hanging on at 2,000 every single month. I cringe sometimes when I'm out speaking for Shackley and I have people come up to me and they'll say, oh my gosh, I'm working to get my 2,000. I'm working to get my 2,000. When we plant 2,000 as our goal, you're really going to cut yourself short. We want to be looking at much larger numbers. So 3,000 or 5,000 initially. And so, you know, once you get that solid 3,000 to 5,000 base, then you can look at, you know, 7,000, 10,000, whatever the numbers are that you want to put out there for yourself. I put out 10,000 when I was first growing, and I said if I can get to 10,000, that would be a really great place for me to be. Because you can calculate your numbers. If you're at 10,000 in volume, you know what your bonus percents are, and you know what the markups are, and so you know about what you'd be earning. It's a really nice chunk of change. And so at 10,000 in volume, you also have a very strong base to be able to promote directors out of. So I found that it was never a challenge for me to promote directors. I never worried. I never said, oh, my gosh, am I going to have my volume? Oh, my goodness, am I going to be able to, you know, make my numbers? I never said that. And so I want everybody on this team to be in that same position where you're promoting directors like popcorn popping in a pan. Just pop, pop, pop every month, a new director popping out in your organization, that you're promoting a new person. You'll do that when your personal group volume is strong enough to do that. Now, does that mean I want you to spend all day focusing on your personal group volume? No. No, we need to develop leaders. That's what I talked about that just a few minutes ago, that leadership is really the critical component in this business. And developing a team is a critical part of how we get paid and how we get compensated. So that's really, really important to do. However, you do need a strong personal group volume. And it's going to come down to you deciding what numbers you plant in your head and on your goal boards and the numbers that you start really working for. There's a person on the team, Liz Sue, who used to do some really fun things. She may still do all these things, I don't know, but I can remember being in her home and her having a thermometer that she drew on the wall. It was on a poster board. But she drew a thermometer, and she had her number that she was shooting for in red, and it was marked. And so she didn't stop her month until she hit her number. And sometimes it's easy to just say, well, I'm gonna work for 3,000, but then as the month goes on, it's like, oh, I just want to get to 2, I just want to get to 2, I just want to get to 2. So what you do is you defeat yourself. If you really want to get to 3,000 or you really want to get to 5,000, that has to be the number. And that has to be the number that you're going to get to no matter what, that you're going to push and push and push, and you're not going to stop your month until you hit that number. So how do you do that? Well, you have to have a strategy around it. It's the same thing. You have to have a strategy for sponsoring new people. Obviously, the more new people you sponsor, the easier it is to get the volume because the new people help bring in volume. But it's about having a strategy around it. So, you know, what groups are you a part of? What are your fishing holes? Where are you pulling in new people? How many events are you having each month? Those are the types of questions to ask yourself if you're really looking at, okay, how am I increasing my personal group volume and how am I increasing my sponsoring numbers? So there has to be a strategy around it. So, for example, let's say that you live in a neighborhood that you haven't talked to everybody yet. So we're going to pretend that we're new people for just a few seconds here. You might want to say, okay, well, I'm going to sponsor at least one new person from my neighborhood every single month until I've sponsored everybody in the neighborhood. Okay, and I don't know how many people you have in your neighborhood, but that would work. You know, it depends on the size of the neighborhood, obviously. If there's only two people in your neighborhood, well, it's going to be pretty fast that you'll sponsor them. Okay, but your neighborhood, that might be a place that you're going to sponsor people. Maybe you've got some connections through your kids' friends or through work. And maybe you say, okay, I'm going to sponsor two people a month through the kids' friends' connections, or I'm going to sponsor two people a month through work connections. Maybe you have a hobby. You know, maybe you are a golfer. Maybe you're in a book club. Maybe you are in a wine tasting club, or you do yoga, or you work out at the gym, whatever. And so maybe you say, well, I'm going to sponsor two or three people a month there because, especially if it's a gym, you know, those people would probably be more interested in health. You know, maybe you're going to have an event every month and you're going to go through your warm market and you're going to invite people from your warm market to an event every month. And from that event, you're going to say, well, I'm going to sponsor two to three people from that event every month. So if you see what I'm doing here, what I'm doing is I'm creating a strategy around how am I going to sponsor those people. And it's not just a strategy for this month. I'm saying, okay, well, every month I'm going to sponsor this number of people from these activities. And what that then allows me to do is that allows me to talk differently at those events, because then when I go to the gym, I know I'm looking to talk to people about Shackley. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to the gym and all you're doing is spewing Shackley, so please don't get me wrong here. You're going with an intention of getting into conversations, determining needs, and figuring out if Shackley is something that would solve a problem for these people. If it is, great. If it's not, we're not shoving Shackley down people's throats, okay? So, you know, it's just when you have a strategy around meeting people to talk to them about Shackley, it's shifting in your mind so that when you go to the gym, you're not just thinking, okay, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm just going to work out and I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm going to put my headphones in and I'm just going to focus on my workout. No, we're now going to the gym to talk to people because we have decided that we are going to sponsor people from this venue or from this fishing hole that we have. But it's about strategy. So every single one of you can sit down and you can say, okay, how will I sponsor 10 new people a month? So what is my strategy for bringing in the 10 new people a month? What's my strategy for getting 3,000 to 5,000 in personal group volume every month? And you really just have to write out numbers. We've called this a power plan before, where you actually write out where you're getting all of the volume from. You know, if you've got a bunch of people on autoship, you know what those autoship orders are. You know what your autoship order is. You know, if you're having an event and you're going to sponsor two or three people, you can sort of guesstimate what they would be purchasing. And so you can create a power plan that has numbers on it that could actually add up to the numbers you're looking for. And I would encourage you to do that. Do that at least a couple of times because it's a really powerful thing. You know, I just walked you through sponsoring these number of people and some of these different avenues that you could sponsor people from. But if you sit down and you actually added up the volume from that, you might say, well, gosh, that volume is only 2,100 in volume, and I want to get to 3,000, so I've got to have a different strategy, or I have to sponsor more people, or I have to increase the volume that the people who are already buying from me purchase. So once again, it's going back to strategy, but it's being very intentional, and it's treating your business like a business. I can tell you, people who own a franchise do not just stab in the dark and say, well, gosh, I hope I hit 3,000 in sales this month. They've got major loans they've taken out to buy these franchises. They've got employees to pay. They've got overhead. They've got, you know, the rent bill coming in for the location that they've rented space. They've probably got rent bills for all the equipment that they've had to purchase. And in Shackley, sometimes we just sort of stab at the wall and say, okay, well, I hope I hit 5,000 or I hope I hit 7,000, instead of being intentional and creating a plan. As you sponsor new people, as you increase your volume, you're going to identify people who are interested in the business. As you identify people who are interested in the business, you're going to help them do exactly what we're talking about here. It is up to each and every one of you to continue this conversation with your team. It's up to you to say 10 is the sponsoring number. It's up to you to say 3,000 to 5,000 is the volume goal. And if you're saying, okay, well, we just have to get to 2,000, then what you're doing is you're shooting yourself and your new team member in the foot. Because we're really not setting them up for success. And that's what we want to do on this team, is we want to set everybody up for success. So sponsoring 10 new people a month and hitting that 5,000 to 7,000 in volume number. Well, here, I jumped up to 5,000 to 7,000, haven't I? let's say three to 7,000, whatever that number is that you pick for yourself. But you want to be in a comfortable range where you can start promoting people on your team. And that's exactly what will happen. You'll start promoting people because you'll have the volume to be able to do that. So in order to do all this, you do have to create width and depth. So the width part is when you're out sponsoring people. So you need a solid customer base of people that you've sponsored, that you've enrolled. You need to find business partners. You need to talk about the business so that you can find business partners. And it's easier to understand in your head to build depth under business partners just because we know that our business partners are going to be out there talking to other people about Shackley. That's just, we know that that's what happens because business partners are trying to build a business. So they're going to be talking to their warm market and tapping into the people they know. But don't forget your customers. Your customers can introduce you to people that are interested in Shackley. Your customers can find the friends that they have that would want younger, more beautiful skin, that would want to lose weight with them. As people are seeing the results with you, people are asking other people, saying, hey, what are you doing with your skin? Wow, your skin looks awesome. What are you doing? And it's just a great way for a customer to say, hey, this is a great product. I'd love to share with you the person who shared it with me. Or let me get you in touch with the person who shared it with me. So we sometimes don't have to motivate our customers to ask their friends these questions, or sometimes we just have to say to our clients and customers and say, hey, you love the youth skincare or you love the weight loss. Who do you know that would also be interested? So that we can tap into the people that they know and build that depth. And last but certainly not least, we have to retain the people that we've brought in. You know, not everybody's going to stick with us. Let's just be real about it. You know, that not everybody's going to. But we want to do everything we can to help as many people as could stay with us. And that comes from follow-up. That comes from being consistent in our efforts. And it's about never stopping talking about Shackleyizing the home and really identifying what's working for people and what's not working for people. If you have a customer that is not satisfied, they're not going to be out there talking about Shackley. If you have somebody who didn't like the taste of the protein, or you have somebody who didn't like the way the Basic H streaked on their windows because they didn't mix it properly, they're not going to talk to other people about Shackley. So give that good customer service and help the people get success with their products. If they didn't like a flavor, exchange it out for another flavor. Don't be afraid of those conversations. If you call a customer and they say, oh, my gosh, I didn't like something, oh, I'm so sorry. Let's make it right. Let's talk about what you didn't like. Let's fix the problem because we want to know who those people are. I mentioned that earlier. We want to get to know who they know before they go. And so if they've just started using product and they're not happy with the product, they're not going to introduce us to the people they know. So it's critical that we help them have good success stories with Shackley. It's critical that we identify those issues for them and continue to Shackleyize them. And it's the same with business partners. What's working for your business partners? What's not working for your business partners? Are they making the money they'd like to make? Are they not? If they're not, let's work on getting them to where they want to be. So hopefully this conversation dove a little bit more into those five success principles. Once again, the principles are to sponsor new people, to build a strong personal group volume, to develop new directors, to build width and build depth, and then to retain those folks. Those are the five success principles. It's not rocket science, folks. You've heard all of this before. You've heard each one of the leaders as we speak on these calls talk about it. But hopefully there was some nugget that you got today that's really going to help drive your business forward. If you ever have any questions or comments or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out. You all know how to reach out to me and reach out to your uplines. We are here for you. We want the success for you, probably just as much, if not more sometimes, than you want it. And so we really are here to help you make those things a reality and make your dreams a reality. So have a fabulous Shackley day. Have a fabulous Shackley week. We'll be here same time, same place next Saturday. Goodbye, everybody.